25 years ago, UWF was still early in its development, with about 6,700 degree-seeking students and lots of green space. David Faircloth is now Interim Assistant Chief of the UWF Police Department. In 1993, he was just launching his law enforcement career on campus.
I was actually hired as a full-time dispatcher in July of 92. Then in December of 1992, I was hired as a police officer. But I had to continue dispatching for a few weeks until they could fill the dispatch position. I took the initial phone call from Susan Morris's family, and the complaint was that she had not returned home from class the previous night.
Faircloth says the body of the 21-year-old student was found the next day. It was just 1 week ago, February 22nd, that the man who attacked her was put to death by lethal injection after more than two decades on Florida's death row.
I think the closure is good. I think it's good for the family. It's good for the campus. And it was good seeing closure. You know, it took a while. You know, 25 years is a long time.
Faircloth says the awful event made a lasting impression on him as a police officer and prompted a series of safety enhancements across campus.
Immediately following the incident, the university police department was funded for more police officers. Also at the time, parking services was part of the police department, and we employed students to enforce parking regulations and to provide safety escorts on campus. So we hired more safety escorts.
Additionally, the Just To It campaign was initiated, and the university launched an effort to increase and improve lighting across the sprawling campus, and now has a lighting safety survey committee to ensure the issue is addressed on a continual basis.
You know, twice a semester, the committee goes around on golf carts, and we look for dark spaces on campus. And we make recommendations for improving lighting on campus. We point out maybe areas that need trimming, you know, to allow the light to shine through more. We also recommend places on campus where we think we need additional lighting.
Further, Faircloth points to the emergency blue light system. Back in the 1990s, an early version existed with a relative few of the emergency boxes available.
Now we have 65 blue lights across campus. And anyone on campus can use these blue lights to contact the University Police Department. And they will speak live with one of our dispatchers, and a dispatcher will send a police unit out.
And then today, unlike in the early 90s, we have smartphones.
UWF President Martha Saunders. She says the phones are now part of the university's comprehensive emergency notification system, providing a tool for instant two-way communication across a variety of platforms.
We have a text messaging alert system that notifies the campus community during a crisis situation, and all students and faculty and staff are automatically enrolled in that program and have the option of adding their parents or spouses or family members, which I have done.
Dr. Saunders is now president of the university, but she began her academic career at UWF in the mid-1980s, and she was a faculty member in communication arts when Susan Morris, a comm arts student, was attacked going to her car after a night class. As noted, the incident ignited a major move to improve campus safety. But in the years since, Saunders says there's also been a lot to learn from different kinds of tragic events elsewhere.
The world has just gotten to be a scary place, as we know just in recent weeks right here in Florida.
That's a reference to the mass shooting on February 14th at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed. Columbine was in 1999, Virginia Tech in 2007. In response, the university has formed a campus care team to assess threats and offer intervention, and it routinely conducts drills for active shooters, as well as severe weather and other emergencies. But when it comes to personal safety, Saunders says some of the best precautions are the simplest.
There's safety in numbers. Pay attention to your surroundings. Or as my dad used to say, every time I left the house, watch what you're doing.
That basic message is at the core of a safety briefing for all incoming students. Combined with security measures, students and others should be able to navigate university grounds day or night without fear.
I feel safe on campus.
That's 20-year-old Deanna Hanley, a sophomore studying art history.
They have those poles there where you just open the box, or if you hit it really hard, the police will be notified. I know that I have the campus police number on my phone, so I know that I can call them whenever.
I feel very comfortable with the security of campus and the security of people on this campus.
Again, UWF Interim Assistant Police Chief David Faircloth, who says the campus has come a long way since 1993.
And I think we'll continue to improve. I know that safety and security is high on the list of priorities for the university administration. And of course it is for the police department. That's what we do.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.